The Jubilee Breaks. 1897 was no ordinary year, either locally or nationally, and the prevailing buoyancy and optimism of the times might seem incredible to the strike and inflation-battered people of today. This sanguine mood had its finest expression in the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. That was Queen Victoria. And nowhere in the country were the celebration preparations carried out more enthusiastically than at the ferry. To the Jubilee Committee, resplendent in red, white and blue rosettes, fell the task of deciding how best to mark this royal occasion. Their collective eye fell upon the stroopy opposite the school entrance, where a spout of memorably pure ice-cold water tumbled into a stone trough. It's still there to this day. It was decided to raise the status of the stroopy to that of fountain proper, complete with a commemorative plaque reading, "This ancient spring was restored by lovers of the ferry for the solace of wayfarers, and in memory of 60 years of Her Majesty's reign, happily completed 1837 to 1897. You can see that if you come to the ferry still on the way up the hill. Next, funds were collected to provide us school children with Jubilee souvenirs and a Jubilee picnic to be held outside Craig Dhu, the residence of Mrs. Russell. So far, so good. However, as June the 20th approached, all the joy of anticipation was suddenly blighted for me. In the interests of respectability, my mother decided that my old outworn trousers must be scrapped and replaced by a brand new pair of breeks, hand-sewn by herself. From the chest of drawers in the kitchen, she produced a length of material which left me gasping in disbelief and outrage. The colour was unbelievable. A sort of peacock blue, shimmering grey when held against the light. Now, 80 years later as I'm writing this, that material would raise no eyebrows in, say, a group of hard rock musicians or their fans at the discotheque. But for a fairy lad, near the turn of the century, it represented a major calamity. My howls of protest were ignored. Children's protests generally were in those days. The breeks were assembled in all their hideous brilliance, and I had no recourse but to don them on the fatal day and crawl unwillingly to school. What a relief it was to find that my pals had eyes only for the flags we were issued with, and in the resulting sea of clamouring colours, my new pants passed absolutely unnoticed. But better was to follow. We now proceeded to Craig Dhu, where we were regaled with buns and milk, before being presented one by one to old Mrs. Russell, who, seated on a chair at the front door, graciously pinned on our Jubilee medals. Was she dazzled by the iridescent gleam of the new breeks when my turn came, I'll never know. But I know that for my own part, I was completely won over by the old lady, who received me with a wide smile and every evidence of pleasure, exclaiming, "And what nice bright boy is this?" Henceforth I would wear my new breeks with a swagger. If they looked so good to a discerning lady like Mrs. Russell, they were certainly all right by me.